Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, if you bought tickets to big events in recent years, there's a good chance you went through Ticketmaster. A lot of people are unhappy with the dominant role of the ticket-selling giant after a major problem with tickets for Taylor Swift concerts. We'll get the latest on possible antitrust regulation and what it could mean for you. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Earlier this month, singer-songwriter Taylor Swift announced her upcoming world tour. But when tickets went on sale through the online ticket broker Ticketmaster, the site crashed, and those who were able to secure tickets reported facing high prices and lots of fees. Following outrage from Swift's fans, lawmakers and state attorneys general called for a closer look at the company, and the Justice Department was reportedly already in the midst of an antitrust investigation against Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation Entertainment. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota told NPR that a Senate committee will hold a hearing on competition or lack of same in the ticket industry.
There's site disruptions, as we've seen from the Taylor Swift incident. There's slow queues, and it isn't just Taylor Swift concerts. A lot of these hidden fees, high fees are going on because there is no incentive for fair prices and superior offerings and innovation if you're the only company in town.
Some are calling Ticketmaster a monopoly that needs to be broken up. It remains to be seen, though, what, if any, impact the outrage will have on the ticket industry. Justin Curto is a music writer for Vulture who's been covering Ticketmaster and the Taylor Swift fallout. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get to Taylor Swift, set the stage for us, Justin. How big is Ticketmaster? How much does it dominate, in particular, the music industry, though they do more than music?
Yeah, so since around 2010, when Ticketmaster merged with Live Nation, which is an event promotion company, Ticketmaster now, from what I know, handles around or over 70% of live event ticketing. And specifically for an artist of the caliber of Taylor Swift, who is performing at big sports stadiums, Ticketmaster is pretty much the go-to ticketing platform for places like that.
Now, let's get into the Taylor Swift story here. She announces a concert. A Taylor Swift series of concerts is a big deal. What happened next?
There were so many fans trying to get tickets. And that made sense because this wasn't just a Taylor Swift tour. She was marketing as her Eras tour, and it was going to be career spanning and really big. And she hadn't been on tour in years. And so there's millions of fans signing up for this verified fan presale. And then a fraction of those fans got codes that would then allow them to log in to get presale tickets. But when they logged in on the day of the fan presale, fans were reporting that there were wait times and Ticketmaster was working slowly and they were being booted out of line. And then when they were finally in line, they were either finding tickets that had exorbitant fees or tickets were already being resold for thousands of dollars. And so fans were frustrated by this and took out this frustration on social media in the days afterward, which leads us to where we are now, where there are politicians talking about Ticketmaster, and Taylor Swift has spoken out, and Ticketmaster and Live Nation have defended themselves from that.
And we heard from Kim on the Ideas Network Facebook page, who says, I waited 8 hours with a presale code for Taylor, error after error, finally got two tickets that were $210 each. The total was $550 with the fees. So that, by my math, is about $130 in fees. Kim, definitely not alone, right, Justin?
Right. From what I've heard, it sounds like there are thousands, if not millions, of fans who felt the same way if they got tickets in the first place.
Now, can you talk about what we're hearing? We heard a U.S. senator there talking about this. Give us a sense of the response we're seeing both at the state and federal level to the outrage over Ticketmaster.
Yeah, there's a lot of people responding to this at once. There are attorney generals in multiple states who are opening investigations into Ticketmaster and asking for constituents to reach out to talk about their experiences buying either tickets to Taylor Swift or to other concerts that may have been affected by either these wait times or fees or the dynamic pricing that Ticketmaster uses. And then there's people in both houses of Congress speaking out. You played the clip from Amy Klobuchar, who is now holding a Senate hearing in the antitrust committee with Mike Lee, a Republican, on Ticketmaster. And then there were also representatives in the House, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who were calling out Ticketmaster and Live Nation as a monopoly and calling for that to be broken up. And then on top of that, there's people who aren't in government also trying to work on this, whether that be activists and different advocacy groups who are speaking out about Ticketmaster. And also I've seen on social media different, even Taylor Swift fans who are lawyers getting together and trying to see what private citizens can do to bring something against Ticketmaster and Live Nation.
Talking to Justin Curto, music writer for Vulture, looking at Ticketmaster, a lot of outrage following difficulties with Taylor Swift concert tickets. The story's gone back many years, though, a lot of other concerns over the years. Justin, in one of your pieces, you interviewed somebody with a group that looks at antitrust issues in particular, worried not just about Ticketmaster being such a dominant player in the ticket selling industry, but about this merger some years back with Live Nation, to where they're doing the promotion and they're selling the tickets to their events. What are some of the concerns they raised?
Yeah, it's pretty much this idea that from beginning to end, Live Nation Ticketmaster is the group handling a lot of these events, and that can cause issues not only with these things like fees, but with pressuring venues and artists to work with them. There was a New York Times investigation in, I think, 2018 that found venues being pressured to use Ticketmaster because they were having Live Nation promoted events, or the reverse of that. And that led to a Justice Department investigation, which led to the terms of this merger from 2010 being extended for 5 years through now 2025. And that's separate from the current Justice Department investigation going on. But just this idea that this leaves room for a lot of control to be exerted by one group because they can handle it pretty much from beginning to end.
Right, and the concern there that the lawmakers we've talked about raise, that this antitrust group raises, is that given there's so little competition and given that Ticketmaster and Live Nation can both coordinate here, that ultimately can lead to worse service and higher fees for would-be concert goers. Is that what's ultimately at stake here for people?
Yeah. The president of the American Antitrust Institute, who I interviewed, mentioned that looking at fees is a great indicator of how much competition there is going on in the concert ticketing realm, because if there were more platforms, everyone would be trying to keep fees down. But you see these fees for Ticketmaster shows that, like you said, can total over $100, depending on how expensive the tickets were in the first place. And that can be evidence of little competition in the first place.
What has Ticketmaster / Live Nation said in the face of these charges and after all the fallout from the Taylor Swift concert tickets?
Yeah, the response has been interesting, because at first Ticketmaster, they chalked up to having delays on the site and said that they want to improve those. But there's also been this undercurrent in both that initial statement and then Live Nation's response to the reported Justice Department investigation that says that the reason why Ticketmaster occupies such a large market share is because of quality, because they're claiming that they're far and away from the next best ticketing platform and everyone wants to use them, which doesn't quite check out with what artists and venues talk about using Ticketmaster, with the idea that it's pretty much, like people have been saying, the only game in town for ticketing.
Now, people are upset with Ticketmaster. Now, it seems like there's prospects for changes or antitrust issues here. But back in the mid-90s, the band Pearl Jam, they were a big deal at the time, took on Ticketmaster, and Ticketmaster won. Is there really any guarantee that anything's going to change in the system?
I don't know if there's a guarantee because of that situation with Pearl Jam. But this is different this time in that, since then, there's this merger that people criticized from even before the merger started. So there are still people in Congress who were around when the merger got approved who don't like it and have been looking for ways to rectify that. And along with that, we're seeing a whole bunch of outrage at once with, like we were saying, about the state level, congressionally, with private citizens. So it definitely looks like there's more of a chance for things to change. But yeah, because of what we've seen before, it's not a guarantee at this point.
There's a lot of moving parts going on right now, Justin. What do you have your eye on now for the Ticketmaster story?
Well, in the near future, I have my eye on these Senate hearings that I don't think have a date yet, but I think should surely be interesting and illuminating. And past that, just looking for what comes out of state and federal governments, what reports come out about this Justice Department investigation, and then also to people in the music industry and to fans and to seeing what activism comes up there around Ticketmaster and around small venues and around getting people maybe to find alternatives and seeing if any artists speak out, because that's been another question here, if any artists would want to kind of poke the bear there with Ticketmaster and talk about that with regard to their fans.
Justin, we'll leave it there. Thanks for bringing us up to date on this.
Thank you.
That's Justin Curto, music writer for Vulture, with us today to share the latest fallout from Ticketmaster's botched ticket sales for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour, the company's dominant position in ticket sales, especially in the music biz, and the antitrust investigations that are ongoing. Still time for you to share your thoughts on the Ideas Network Facebook page. As a concert goer, performer, somebody who works at or operates a venue, what is your experience? What is your perspective on this Ticketmaster story? Let us know on the Ideas Network Facebook page.